Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to the Intelligent Design of the Future podcast. Once again, on this podcast being broadcast from the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington, we'll be discussing the issue of junk DNA and something that Darwinists are fond of calling science stopping. Over the years, many, though not all Darwinists, have stated that non-coding DNA is not worth exploring for function because it is thought to be mere evolutionary junk. In 2003, Scientific American explained that, quote, the introns within the genes and the long stretches of intergenic DNA between the genes, Matique says, were immediately assumed to be evolutionary junk, unquote. John S. Matique, director of the Institute for Molecular Bioscience at the University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia, was then quoted as saying that this might have been, quote, one of the biggest mistakes in the history of molecular biology. Of course, known functionality for non-coding DNA now goes far beyond intronic DNA. In November 2006, in an article entitled It's the Junk That Makes Us Humans, Nature reported that the junk may actually be responsible for coding many of the differences between chimps and humans. Later in November 2006, in an article entitled Genetic Information, Codes and Enigmas, Nature again reported function on junk DNA, noting that there's an incredible level of multi-layered codes within our DNA. The article read, quote, that DNA contained at least one code was realized as soon as the molecule structure was discovered. That code, cracked in the 1950s and 1960s, parses passages of DNA into three-letter combinations that correspond to particular amino acids. This is a code in the strictest sense. Input determines output. But researchers now know that there are numerous other layers of biological information in DNA, interspersed between and superimposed upon the passages written in the triplet code. Human DNA contains tissue-specific information that instructs brain or muscle cells to produce the suite of proteins that makes them brain or muscle cells. Other signals in the sequence help decide at what points DNA should coil around its scaffolds of structural proteins. These are codes that computer buffs such as Shepard want to crack with raw processing power. Many stretches of DNA in humans and other organisms still manage to multitask. A sequence can code for a protein and still manage to guide the position of a nucleosome. Unquote. It is revealing to see the scientific community invoking analogies of language, syntax, and using code-breaking methods via computer software to detect multi-layered meanings within the genetic code. This makes the article's assertion that, quote, this elegance is surely the handiwork of evolution, unquote, difficult to take seriously. The code, with its multi-layered complexity, bears the signature of an intelligent coder. Darwinists often accuse intelligent design of being a, quote, science-stopping explanation, which will not lead to further research. But it appears that Darwinists are still poised to make the same mistake they have made with introns when it comes to junk DNA. When analyzing some non-random patterns which seem to correlate over long stretches of DNA, one biologist continued to go with the, quote, junk hypothesis. The article, Genetic Information, Codes and Enigmas, stated, quote, today these correlations are thought to be real, but interest in them has faded because despite researchers' best efforts, the patterns have not revealed anything biologically important. Perhaps, suggests Ivo Gross of the Leibniz Institute of Plant Genetics and Crop Plant Research in Gadersleben, Germany, the patterns could simply be traces of a random evolutionary process, such as the erosion of patterns elegantly but accidentally carved into sandstone by the wind. Quote, long-range correlations do definitely exist, but I don't think it's supercode imprinted on DNA, unquote, Gross says. Quote, we just stumbled upon a feature with probably no deep biological meaning, unquote. According to Nature, therefore, quote, interest in them has faded, unquote, because they're having trouble figuring out the function, so they assume that it's, quote, traces of random evolutionary processes, unquote. This shows that when scientists face difficulties of understanding something, neo-Darwinism can be a science stopper, or at least a science delayer in this case, with junk DNA. It is incredible that Darwinists have levied this charge for so long in intelligent design, when intelligent design provides a useful heuristic for understanding biological complexity, such as junk DNA, while Darwinism gets stuck and assumes that non-coding DNA is just junk. So what is the intelligent design approach? ID proponents have long been suggesting function for junk DNA. In 1994, Discovery Institute fellow and ID proponent Forrest Mims predicted that non-coding junk DNA would have function, writing in a letter to Nature that was not published, quote, those supposedly meaningless strands of filler DNA that molecular biologists refer to as junk don't necessarily appear so useless to those of us who have designed and written code for digital controllers, unquote. While Nature rejected the letter again in 1998, long before the junk DNA revolution was in full swing, William Dembski predicted function for non-coding junk DNA based upon intelligent design. He wrote in an article published in First Things, quote, "But design is not a science stopper. Indeed, design can foster inquiry where traditional evolutionary approaches obstruct it. Consider the term junk DNA. Implicit in this term is the view that because the genome of an organism has been cobbled together through a long, undirected evolutionary process, the genome is a patchwork of which only limited portions are essential to the organism. Thus, on an evolutionary view, we expect a lot of useless DNA. If, on the other hand, organisms are designed, we expect DNA as much as possible to exhibit function. And indeed, the most recent findings suggest that designating DNA as junk merely cloaks our current lack of knowledge about function. For instance, in a recent issue of the Journal of Theoretical Biology, John Bodnar describes how, quote, non-coding DNA in eukaryotic genomes encodes a language which programs organismal growth and development, unquote. Design encourages scientists to look for function where evolution discourages it, unquote. This is from an article by William Dembski entitled Intelligent Science and Design in First Things in October 1998. Then in 2004, Jonathan Wells wrote, "Research shows that junk DNA does indeed have previously unsuspected functions. Although that research was done in a Darwinian framework, its results came as a complete surprise to people trying to ask Darwinian research questions. The fact that junk DNA is not junk has emerged not because of evolutionary theory, but in spite of it. On the other hand, people asking research questions in an ID framework would presumably have been looking for functions of non-coding regions of DNA all along. We might know considerably more about them." Unquote. Perhaps it's time for a new intelligent design-based approach to junk DNA. This is Casey Luskin with the ID of the Future podcast signing off.
Music on ID of the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.